Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm your host, Dr. Pat, joined by Mr. Benny Mathers, pushing all the right buttons.
Yo.
Soon he'll have new buttons to push.
Really soon.
I know. I saw Valerie pushing the buttons in the other room on the new buttons.
That's one of the boards,
equipment.
Actually. That's a baby board.
It looked like a baby board.
That's the baby board. Actually, it's bigger than one I'm using now already, so it's kind of like...
It's
I have the newborn board, then there's the baby board, and then there's, like, the big boy board.
Are you getting the big boy board?
Yeah. Say it again.
The big boy board?
Got it. Yep, really soon.
You getting it? Wow. Wow, that's special.
Like I said, things are in the works.
Valerie will be getting the new baby board.
Well, she'll be using the big board, too.
That looked like a big board.
Like I said, that's a small one, though.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Upgrading. How many cameras are we getting in here?
I don't have that answer.
Four last time I counted.
I don't have that answer.
I know.
So I get a sound better?
Whoop. Sorry there, Friedman. Didn't know you were coming
back
on.
Good question.
I'm going to sound better with a big boy board?
Okay.
You going to remove my German accent, or what's going to happen?
Oh, no, don't do that.
No?
I'm going to thicken it up a little.
You're going to thicken it up?
No.
A little Arnold? All right.
I think the German accent's very cool.
Thank you that you think so.
I'm learning a little German.
Oh, right. Yes, you have certainly.
I have Oliver.
Yeah.
Yeah, because every once in a while he'll get a phone call, right? And so then he'll ask me to hold on. And so then he speaks German.
Uh-huh.
So I'm picking up a few words here and there, but not much.
It's a complicated language.
It's a complicated language. But I have to tell you, I have a new appreciation for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, you know, like in all cultures, we have certain stereotypes. And, you know, there's something, I hope this doesn't come across really sexist, but there's something very manly about German. I mean, in a good way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in a very, very good way.
Oh, now, just see how his voice got just a little
now
lower.
Now, my
right
friend,
uh-huh.
my friend Lynn, my friend Lynn speaks German.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and she's Asian, so that's a whole nother conversation. But it really is interesting to see how we show up in different languages. But I don't think that the new board, whatever size it is going to change the accent.
Okay, I'm curious to see what's going to happen.
I am, too. Well, you know, the whole room is being redone.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to go through change.
Nice.
Right?
I like change.
Yeah. So if we're not adapt to the change, then we become completely panicked about it, right?
Usually.
Right. Good thing I know what to do with change. But I love today's topic. Dr. Friedman Chaub, everybody, is my very special guest today. He is joining us. He's the founder of Cellular Wisdom, and we'll tell you a bit about that. But his work is a breakthrough, helping people break through, step into their full empowerment. And this is something he does globally. He has clients all over the world. And he combines, you know, special mind-activating technology such as NLP, energy psychology, medical hypnotherapy, timeline therapy, etc. His work is transformative, to say the least. But last time he was on with Danielle, and he and Danielle take people to Egypt. And so he's got an upcoming trip, which we'll probably mention later. But today we've got some folks that are going to be calling into the show. But more importantly, the topic is how to find strength in an oversensitivity, how to find strength in oversensitivity with Dr. Friedman Chaub of Cellular Wisdom. When I got this topic, I was like, okay, so people have said to me throughout my life that I'm a bit sensitive.
And you took it as a compliment?
I didn't. I do now.
Good.
I do now, but I didn't. And they didn't mean it as a compliment. So there's a different culture when you grow up on the East Coast, right? You know, I think that, and I don't like to generalize, but I'll just talk about my subculture, my family, how I grew up. We learned three actually very important words early on. Very important, profound, epic, transformative. Do you know what they were?
No.
Suck it up!
I thought it was Italian food.
Well, that they could do it in it. But that's what we learned in many, many ways. We learned that. And then in the corporate culture, I went through the corporations where it wasn't okay. As a matter of fact, they got rid of all the soft skills training. So leave your personal stuff at the door. So there's this issue, and I'm so glad you're taking it on, about what is the way to feel things. Now, you and I before the show, and I want to talk about this, because part of this is, you know, some of the questions and comments is, you know, what is oversensitivity? Is it feeling, or is it feeling too much? How do you know you have too much? So, you know, you asked me a question about current events. And, you know, I've gotten a lot of emails from people that have said, you haven't been on Facebook about this. We thought you'd be on Facebook about it. We thought you'd be on Twitter about it. And I am going to do that. But I had to get in mind what I was feeling. Mm-hmm. Emotions are such a mixed bag, aren't they?
Well, there's certainly, you know, information that needs to be deciphered. It's not as clear as a thought. It's not as clear as a conversation. It's something that can come, like you said, in so many mixed forms that really taking the time and teasing it apart is important. And it doesn't have to be that we can even wrap our mind around it. So, you know, I salute you for not right away jumping into, you know, expressing what you have been thinking or feeling and just taking the time to look at it and see, okay, what is really transpiring
from
this? Exactly.
For me.
Exactly.
And, you know, Twitter and Facebook and the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio, all of these are very, very public views. As a matter of fact, Transformation Talk Radio, people don't even know that's my network, and that's okay. But when you get on Facebook and you get on Twitter, and, you know, and interestingly enough, the emotions that come up, what I've learned is that, you know, I need to step up in what integrity means to me. But I have been called overly sensitive and, you know, at different points in time in my life. Now, I'm interested to know about this because I wonder if I really was. You know, I wonder if I really am. It's kind of, it's very confusing. That's why I've been spent a lot of time in therapy in my life. Right.
Well, you know, I want to actually change the word from over to highly. And I called it over because that's what people usually are either told to or that's what they feel. But as a matter of fact, it's not that they have too much sensitivity, but they are highly sensitive. And there are way more people that feel like you and also myself than we think. You know, studies that say 15 to 20% of our population, and I believe the number is much higher because a lot of people that I've been working with didn't really realize that they were highly sensitive. They were more in their heads, they used some avoidance mechanisms, and then later on they really found out, well, actually all my life I have been highly sensitive. I just didn't know how to deal with it. So my belief is that the numbers are way, way higher, and it's a really important topic.
No, you were trained not to admit it.
Right.
I mean, because I love that you use the word oversensitivity. I did. I did like that you used that because it really points to a stereotype and a stigma that we find.
Exactly.
And, you know, wow. You know, men showing any emotion, you know, especially in corporations. And that's really exemplified by shows like, what do you call him? The Trump Show. What is that called?
Apprentice.
The Apprentice Show. You know, I mean, my gosh, if anybody cries on there, he goes berserk. And I thought, you know, I sat there and I watched the news last night, and I actually got a text message about it before it came on air. Mm-hmm. So somehow somebody knew this. Well, I guess people didn't know, right? I so don't watch the news. But I was watching a bit of it, and I was struck by how emotional I was. And I remember seeing the people come out in New York at Ground Zero and cheering, and I just cried. And so I had to step back to figure out, why am I crying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, somebody actually said to me, what are you crying about? You should be cheering and celebrating. So, you know, this is important. So is that highly sensitive? Is it oversensitive? What is that? What is oversensitivity to begin with?
Well, you know,
I wasn't drinking, so it wasn't that kind of thing.
Well, I think oversensitivity just feels like too much of emotional input. It feels that everything that you are experiencing, let's say you go out, you often hear this from people, they cannot go to public places, they cannot go to the mall, they cannot go to the movies because it feels just too much stimulation, too much that they pick up, too much energy, or they are changing events, like, you know, this big event, you know, on Sunday or yesterday, and it just doesn't bring up one streamlined response emotionally. It brings a lot of different responses. Now, in your case, probably, you know, coming from this area, from New York, you probably not only felt that, okay, maybe there is a sense of relief or a sense of closure, but there was also all the sadness and all the grief and disturbing images coming back. So people that feel highly sensitive also are still somewhat steeped in the past and really take the past into consideration of the now. And so there is this overstimulation of, well, I have this information in the moment, but then I can cross-reference it with all these other events of the past and all the other emotions that are stored inside of me, and that can feel overwhelming, that can feel too much.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this when we come back from break, because I think this is a very, very important topic. Because if you can't express yourself and or you're classified as oversensitive, what the heck do you do with that? I mean, you know, I know for me, I internalize a lot of things, and, you know, and then, of course, there's drugs, alcohol, and, you know, other addictions that you can go to. But this is a very important conversation, and I would love to invite all of you out there to join in and to get your questions and comments, especially if you have kids. You know, this is something we're seeing in our young people and really are at a loss. So today, Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today, how to find the strength in oversensitivity or high sensitivity. Do you feel too much too quickly? Are you crushed by a faintly critical remark of a friend or overanalyze every conversation you have? Do you feel embarrassed for people's blunders on TV or even your own? There's lots we're going to talk about, and we have some folks that will be calling into the show. Very special guests. Dr. Friedemann Schaub. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Do you eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenith Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
There are 86,400 precious seconds in a day. How are you spending yours? Celebrating a decade of teaching bioenergy medicine, Earthwalk Institute of Healing Arts in Bellevue, Washington, offers fascinating, life-changing programs. Delve into the theory and practice of bioenergy healing, a profound complementary medicine in integrating ancient wisdom and modern science. Study energy, chakras, biofields, high sense perception, vibrational medicine, essential oils, and more. Each moment counts on your Earthwalk. Is it your time to thrive as a healer? Please visit earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152. That's earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Great, great topic today, how to find strength in oversensitivity. And right now, there are people feeling a lot of things around the world, a lot of different emotions. Some people feeling happy. Some people feeling scared. It's more afraid now than they've ever felt. Some people feeling that their lives have been in some way validated, that there has been some sense of justice. But in all of this, what does oversensitivity mean? Are we really supposed to, in this country, Dr. Friedemann, are we really supposed to show emotion? Are we supposed to express ourselves? And if so, you know, what are the politically correct ways to do this? And then how do we classify oversensitivity in terms of people in everyday lives that get labeled with this?
Well, I think we have to learn how to show emotions. And the reason why is because our society is getting more and more sick. I mean, it's just a fact. When you look at how many people are on mood-changing, mood-altering medication to suppress their emotions, that is not the solution. We cannot just say, well, I'm feeling too sad, let's take a pill. Oh, I'm feeling too low, let's take another pill. And I'm feeling too stressed or too anxious, let's take a third one. This is not how we are supposed to live. So putting ourselves into a position where we are non-feeling robots that just function perfectly and smile to everything, even the most adverse circumstances, cannot be the solution. And I think we as a nation have to learn how to be ourselves as individuals and how to express our feelings again. And that's a process. It takes time and it takes certainly courage to do this. But I really see this more and more, how there is a general unhappiness, a dissatisfaction with the way things are. We may have everything that we want externally, but are we really truly feeling happiness if we are shutting down our feelings? And that's, you know, something I think we have to really consider. What am I doing here? Starting with children, starting with our youth, by telling ourselves, well, you shouldn't feel so much. Don't be a sissy. Don't have these emotions. Unfortunately, these kind of highly sensitive people show up in different ways with different symptoms. I firmly believe that a large amount of people that have ADD and have been diagnosed with ADD are highly sensitive, and they're just so distracted by all the input that they haven't learned how to concentrate. But do we really take the times? Do we really learn the skills and the tools to address that gift of high sensitivity? Or are we simply just suppressing it and saying, well, you're not really functioning?
Well, we're suppressing it.
Absolutely.
I mean, did you read about the school that has a Ritalin break where they take time out in the day? I don't know where I got that. I think it was, you know, while I was watching this other news, I think it was like a pop-up thing where there's a school that rings a bell so that the kids could get up and take their Ritalin.
Well, and that's just like in one of those sci-fi books from the 80s. I mean, this is really...
It really is.
A very dangerous and scary development. And we just don't really know what we are doing to our children and what we are doing to their sense of self. Keep in mind, emotions are coming from the most deepest place of who you are. Mm-hmm. They are not just something like a virus that, you know, you have to get rid of. This is something very unique. There is a language to the emotion. There is a message to the emotion. And if you are suppressing that message from your core, can you ever find out who you really are? Can you ever create true confidence? Or are you orienting yourself only towards, you know, who am I according to what expectations I can meet, according to what other people are thinking of me? And unfortunately, that's a really, you know, very strong trend we have, to fit in versus to being authentic. And the suppression of emotions is a part of that trend.
What's interesting is you and I were talking, you know, certainly this is a you could not have known about what was in the media when you picked this topic. No, we didn't know. But we are seeing a lot of emotions across the board. And, you know, I got a call from someone that knew I grew up in New York and wanted to talk to me about it, wanted to ask me how I felt. And I shared with you, I'm really still processing my feelings because as I was watching the news, you know, I remembered a time when, you know, coming across and going through the tunnels and going through the tube and getting over to New York and grabbing that regular coffee that you already paid for and then popping up and there are the towers. You know, that is an emotional response of something that was part of your life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, crying for me was an emotion that I wanted to share. Now, many people came out and were cheering. And so, you know, the question is, what have they been doing for 10 years with all of those bottled up emotions? And, you know, should we look at this as a great cleansing, clearing for people that have been carrying anger, whatever the stuff is, with them? But more importantly, how do we tell what part of that and in ourselves is viewed okay and another part oversensitivity?
Well,
see, this is where it's tricky
exactly.
for me.
Well, I mean, you know, in general, you could say, well, cheering, being, you know, excited, yeah. celebrating, that's a completely acceptable emotion.
In our culture.
So crying, you can cry at special events once a year, but don't do it more often.
That's right.
And, you know, same with anxiety or stress. So these are emotions that we are more hiding in the closet. And so I think this could be just an eruption of emotions that is a sense of cleansing, but it's not something that will last very long because, you know, this is just one little release. You know, this pressure cooker of bottled in emotion has a valve now that opened for a few days, but it's going to close again and people just going to go back to their normal lives. And the problem is not that the big events are really burdening us emotionally. The problem is that these are the small events,
right.
The day-to-day things. It's like this, you know, going to the office and having this one person that seemed never to say good, you know, hello to you, and taking that energy so personally and taking it in and more dreading going to work just because of that negativity that you feel as a sensitive person, and you take it on and you identify yourself with. Or maybe there's tension in your household, or there is this worry about your kids or the economy. I mean, there are certain things that just keep on grinding and you know, affecting you personally. And if you have too much, in quote unquote, it's not too much, but if you have a high sensitive nature, you lose yourself in those emotions that are triggered by those circumstances, because you are having your radar system all on the outside and not really finding the center inside. And that's where we have to understand, where does high sensitivity come from? Is it a curse? Is it something in the DNA? Is it something that, you know, we have inherited? Or is it something that actually everybody has?
I didn't inherit it. No, that's not true. I may have from my mother.
Well, it may be, but I really believe at the core of it, everybody could be that sensitive, but not everybody had to be that sensitive. Most people learned early on in their lives that they can use their sensitivity as a skill to keep themselves safe, to protect themselves, mm-hmm. to keep a tab on what's going on, make sure that, okay, I'm getting out of the way, or I'm responding the way that's expected to me. I mean, sensitivity is first and foremost, and it was, a protection, even during evolution. So there is something about the sensitivity that we also have to understand, as this has developed for a reason.
This is a misconception. I'm so glad you brought that up. I attended a seminar a couple of years ago, and it was one of these warrior things.
Mm-hmm. The warrior things?
Whatever. You know those big room things where, you know, people are pushing all your buttons and stuff. And the comment was made by the presenter, and I've never been to his seminar since. The comment was made that we have not been trained. That is not natural for us to cry in the face of fear. And his argument was, if you are, I don't even think humans and dinosaurs lived on the planet together, but his comment was, if you're in front of a T-Rex,
mm-hmm.
do you want to cry?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to get ready. So his comment was that we didn't learn this idea of crying and sensitivity. And so it was interesting to see in the self-help field or self-help world, at least in his genre, that there was no room for crying. So this now presents a dilemma. Now fast forward to the corporate workplace and add fear and sensitivity in the corporate workplace and fear every day. Some people go into work and don't know if they're going to lose their job or not. They don't speak up in the workplace.
Right.
What is all that emotion going?
Well, you know, these are two different things, because one is the anxiety, which is a, you know, sensitivity that keeps us safe, whether it's a T-Rex, whether it's, you know, the parents fighting, whether it's bullies in the schoolyard. I mean, there is an anxiety, and you, from an anxious point of view, are scanning across, you know, your landscape to be safe. But after that is over, you're going to go back into your cave or wherever you go as, you know, a Stone Age person, and you feel the pain of the shock. You feel the pain of, oh, my God, I just almost, you know, got killed or got bullied or my parents almost divorced. And that's a pain that you have to attend to. There's a reason for this pain. You cannot just say, well, I'm not supposed to feel this pain because now it's over. There is something inside of you. And just like physical pain, if we don't understand what the pain means, we, of course, will just ignore it, suppress it, and never really address the root cause of it.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back, because, you know, understanding that if we don't understand the pain, don't we get blocked from achieving things that we want to achieve? I mean, it's really kind of creepy in a way, because it's almost like at some invisible level, we've got this going on. And then when we get stuck or we can't move forward or something else gets, we're clueless.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I know the work you do, you help people find out what that is and, you know, address it and get rid of it. But most of us walking around, we got it going on. We just know we're stuck, but we don't really know that maybe we're stuck because of some level of sensitivity that we completely ditched and carry around.
Right.
Oh, Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. Questions, comments, give us a shout. 1-800-930-2819. If you want to know what to do about your sensitivity or not do, or if you have something going on with your child or know someone, we'll be able to chat with you today. 1-800-930-2819. That's toll free. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how do you get at the root cause of that. How old can some of these things be? I mean, honestly, that image for me of going across, you know, taking the tubes across, going to World Trade Center, picking up that regular coffee, man, that's got to be 40 years old, but still in there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
To be mean, your words can crush things that are unseen, so please be careful with me. I'm sensitive.
I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Way. Action Way is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Way has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Way and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth. com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to Foss Farms Inc. FossFarmsDressings.com.
Make 2011 the year of healing your money pains. The Money Whisperer provides a safe, tranquil place in a hectic world where you can rebuild your relationship with money, lose your fear for money matters forever, resolve your financial obstacles so you can live the life you envision for yourself. Through the Money Whispering process, you'll enjoy the long-lasting positive effects on your life. And working with the Money Whisperer will take you where you are in control of your money. For contact information, visit themoneywhisperer.com.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages? Repeated doctor visits? Painkillers that don't work? Just not doing the things you love? The newly patented VacuPractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented VacuPractor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the VacuPractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9000 or visit vacupractor.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Be careful with me. I'm sensitive and I'd like to stay that way.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Before we continue, Dr. Friedman has a special offer. Let's talk about that and let's give out your website information as well.
Well, one of the things about feeling highly sensitive is that we often don't feel we have the tools to deal with it. So there is avoidance mechanisms. There is, well, let's get out of our feelings, move into our head, just think more than feel. Or, you know, we have these basically pushing emotions aside, as Dr. Pett already said, alcohol, distractions, work. So what can you really do that's more holistic, more healthy for our mind and our body? And so I have created a tool that you can download. It's a simple guided meditation that you actually learn to practice on your own. It's 20 minutes long, and all you need to do is either to call in the show or to email us at info@cellularwisdom.com, cellularwisdom.com in one word, or go to cellularwisdom.com to the blog page. There is a link for it. It's a fabulous tool because it really gives you a timeout. See, when you feel overwhelmed with sensitivity, too many emotions, and you feel, well, I'm just basically going down this current and drowning in my feelings, that tool can help you to stop that process and really center yourself again, and then create, I call it the power shield, a shield of power of your inner resources that allow you to actually be more the observer. See, one of the problems with sensitivity is that we are losing ourselves in the emotions rather than using the sensitivity to be that alert, aware observer who can see the subtleties in life.
I get that. I understand that part. And we've got some people calling in to talk about it. But here's what I want to say for some of you out there that love to call into the show. We're going to open up the phone line. So if you call into the show, we need your name and your email address. And Dr. Friedman will email you directly so you can get the download. We're going to make it really easy throughout the show between now and the end. You can call in at the 800 number from just about anywhere, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Valerie will pick up the phone. If she puts you on hold, do not hang up. That just means if you hear the show, that's a good thing. And what we'd love to do is we'd love to get your email address and your name, and Dr. Friedman will send you the meditation. 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, toll free. Now, we've got somebody that has called into the show that you we want to chat with here for a minute. So why don't we go ahead and do that?
Sure.
Okay, good. We have Alana calling in. Alana, welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Pat.
How are you?
I'm fine. You know, we have something in common. We're both from the Bronx, and we're both Italians.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm living in Vancouver, BC now, so we're very far away from our original hometown.
I know. How long have you been out of the city?
Oh, about 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I've lived here more than in New York.
Well, I had to stop over in Jersey.
Ah.
Right before I got here.
Good for you.
So, you know, there you go. The Bronx definitely isn't the way it was when we grew up.
Oh, it certainly isn't.
Yeah, it's much more crowded. Well, thank you for joining us here today.
Very welcome.
Hi, Alana. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in. And I ask you to call in because I think in so many ways you are an expert in feeling highly sensitive. And do you want to share what your quote-unquote symptoms were in the past?
Yes, my symptoms were that I have incredible fear and anxiety. When I got to like people, you know, friends or what have you, I would have incredible fear that I wasn't good enough. And if I didn't hear from them for a while, or I was with them and they saw someone else and say, oh, would you like to join us? Right away, I just got so upset. I felt I wasn't enough. And why couldn't they just be with me? And why do they need someone else? So it fed that fear of not being good enough or not enough. And if I didn't hear from them, I would take it very personally. Again, I wasn't loved. I wasn't cared for. And it was incredibly painful. And I was really anxious. And I thought, I just can't go on this way, because then I would react. And then I pushed them away, and then my, the feelings would come true, the thoughts would come true. So I said, I have to change this. And I had heard Dr. Schaub on a teleseminar, and somehow he resonated with me. And so I phoned him, and we've been working now for about 3 months. And it has been tremendous. Dr. Pat.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because, most of us don't think about that as, you know, a sensitivity, meaning what I mean by that is, you know, I think we've been groomed to see ourselves as, quote, shy.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Shy, right? But you know that, like, that feeling of fear and anxiety, that's not being shy, is it?
It was so overwhelming
right.
at times.
Really right.
Was.
Yeah.
Well, and one of the things, Alana, I think that was also classic for you was that when somebody that you were close had something going on, you felt the emotions of that person and you took it personally. It's the sponging up effect that you definitely also, you know, were very familiar with. And the confusion, like many people have, is what are actually my emotions and what are the emotions of the other person? So that you really kind of, you know, get into this great question of, well, who am I and who is the other person, and losing yourself in that.
Yes, I did get very lost in all of that. And it was as a result, too, I became a real people pleaser.
Oh, there we go.
I lost myself, and I whatever people, you know, expected of me, that's how I was. I was always Miss Nice, you know?
And so, not necessarily having a great relationship with yourself.
Oh, absolutely. That was the key. And the little one inside was just, I didn't know where she was. She needed a lot of love and a lot of attention, and so that's what we've been working on. And it's been marvelous.
What was it like for you to have this aha moment with Dr. Friedemann?
You mean in working with him?
Yeah, because, I mean, we're talking about a lifetime of behavior here, right?
Yes, I know. Well, we had to look at, to try to see where this was coming from. So we needed to go back. Way back to childhood, and it actually, Dr. Pat, it started in the womb with taking on all my mother's stuff of her fear of loss of my dad because he was in the army. And so I took all of that on, and in so doing, it seemed that what came out was I was protecting her by my behavior later on, too, when I was quite young. There were several, what would be the word, where I perceived myself as being abandoned.
Right.
And it was all due to picking up my mother's feelings and trying to help her, where in reality she was trying to help me, only I didn't see it that way.
And I think that's something that, you know, Dr. Pat before the break mentioned, that it is about realizing where are the roots, where have these seeds been planted that make us develop this sensitivity as a form of protection, as a form of like you said, caring for your mother, caring for the person that nurtures you. And you didn't know about this until you are working with your subconscious. And that's one of those things that's really important. We cannot necessarily go to the roots by simply thinking about it, analyzing it, wondering. We have to go sometimes really into a state that allows us to tap into the subconscious and really address that, what, you know, really has started the this whole process. Now, what would you recommend to the listeners? Yeah. What do you feel like if there is one lesson that you would say, I want to share with others that feel similar that I did for a long, long time?
Well, I would advise them to seek someone who is very skilled in working with the techniques that you use, because the techniques that you use were very valuable to me. And what was most important was getting in touch with that little child who felt unloved and unsafe and untrusting.
And how do you get now in touch with that part of you that is the most vulnerable and sensitive part?
I visualize her. I talk with her. I see myself anytime anything comes up, because, you know, things do come up, but I don't react the way I do anymore. It's like I'm an observer, like you were talking about before. I sort of watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do feel it, I breathe deeply, and then I see that little child who's frightened, and I just hug her, and I walk with her, and I talk with her. This is in my mind now.
Right.
And everything calms down very, very quickly.
And that's just phenomenal, because it really shows you that there is another role that you can take on, which is the role of the, you know, support, the reassuring source that is safe. And by de-identifying yourself with that vulnerable self, but rather than, you know, ignoring that side of you, actually taking care of it, everything is shifting inside of you.
Yeah, and, but what I'm also hearing her say, that her life has changed.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
In a short period of time. And I just want to be really clear about that. Because, you know, you were talking about, you know, something that was a showstopper for you, that was stopping you from progressing.
Yes.
And that's a problem, right? And in a short period of time with Dr. Friedemann, you've been able to work through that. Listening to you right now, Alana, I would never guess that this was an issue. Honestly, you wouldn't even be calling into the show if it was.
No, it amazes me, too. I'm absolutely astounded. I'm like a different person.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. What
thank
a great
so
story.
Much,
Let's
Alana.
Take a short break. When we come back, we got Alicia joining us here today. Dr. Friedemann Chow, the website is cellularwisdom.com. When you go there, you can go to cellularwisdom.com/blog and get the free download as well. We'll see you in 2 minutes. We'll be right back.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Hey guys, it's me, Dougal Fraser. What are you doing in June? You're spending the weekend with me and medium John Holland, psychic Colette Barham Reed, and animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Join us for Soul Connections, an event dedicated to learning about spirit guidance and soul strategies. There will be talks, Q&A, tons of live readings. Come join us. To register, go to www.eomega.org or call 1-800-944-1001.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us and to find out what's going on, go to drpatlive.com. That's drpatlive.com. Very special guest, Dr. Friedemann Schaub. He is the founder of Cellular Wisdom. I want to make sure you have his website, cellularwisdom.com. To get the MP3, the download, the guided meditation, you could do it in a couple of different ways. Not sure what's happening with the phones here, but if you wanted to call into the show, 1-800-930-2819. Valerie will get some information to give to Dr. Schaub. The other way to do it is even easier. Just send him an email at info@cellularwisdom.com. I could think that's the best way today. info@cellularwisdom.com, or just go to the website, cellularwisdom.com, go to the blog and download the MP3 guided meditation. Thank you for taking this topic on. We're talking about oversensitivity. Now we have Alicia joining us here today as well.
Great.
So we're gonna hear from her. Alicia, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Nice to talk to you, Dr. Pat.
Nice to talk with you.
How are you?
Hi, good. Thank you. How are you?
Great. Thank you for calling in.
And, my pleasure.
And I also wanted to talk with you about your experience with being a highly sensitive person and how it showed up for you in your life. What were your symptoms?
My symptoms, I guess, being highly sensitive, I was acutely aware of how others were feeling and what was going on with them, even though they may not have even known what was going on with them. So it was kind of, I could really read people's feelings. And as a result, I think that I unfortunately kind of put my feelings to the side. And then in the combination of the fact that kind of in our society, you know, feelings are underrated, unfortunately. So those two things coupled together, it made it difficult for me to really recognize the benefits of my emotional sensitivity.
Yeah, so you're an empath.
Say that again?
You're an empath. You pick up other people's emotions. You can sense.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I am totally the same way. And
yeah,
Dr. Friedemann calls it a gift at some level. A lot of people call it a gift. But, boy, I'll tell you, you got to learn how to handle it, right?
Yeah, you absolutely do. Yeah, and I think that what was really profound in the work that I did with Dr. Schaub was recognizing that it was a gift. And just kind of the simple realization that he helped me make was that, number one, as a teacher and an educator, why did I choose this profession? You know, a lot of it is because of my gift of being highly sensitive and the fact that I'm successful in teaching and connecting with children, is because I have that emotional awareness.
Which was really interesting, because when you were in the role as a teacher, you always felt the most comfortable. But when you were in your out of being in that role life, you felt often overwhelmed or anxious, and were dealing also with insomnia and these kind of things. So it's almost like you switched roles midday and really considered the world completely different.
Right, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. I think that in my kind of own world in the classroom, I was in kind of in control of that world for me. And I could be that highly sensitive person and be compassionate to my students and demonstrate to them what it looks like to have feelings and that those are okay. And those are all the things that I taught my students. And so when I got out into the real world, behind out of the classroom, I was really faced with, some psychological issues and emotional issues that came from my childhood that made me change who I was from the classroom to stuffing all of that, those feelings and that emotional awareness deep inside of me. Mm. Almost like I wasn't allowed to be that way.
Right.
How did it show up in life for you? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, sometimes different people, you know, have those feelings and, you know, it shows up in different ways, meaning some people can't handle it emotionally and, mm-hmm. you know, drink too much or they pull themselves out of society. But as a teacher, you couldn't do that. How did it show up for you in life?
It showed up for me in life with insomnia.
Oh, wow.
I think that's depression and insomnia.
Yeah.
So those are the two ways. And in looking back and the work that I did with Dr. Schwab in timeline therapy, especially looking back, I was most likely fairly depressed as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't recognized because I had, a mother specifically who was extremely depressed herself and extremely unhealthy emotionally and psychologically and physically as well. So it showed up for me probably back then. I was very anxious and depressed. And then as I grew older, it turned into more of a depression that was symptoms of insomnia.
And how do you do now? What would you say? How are you feeling now?
Yeah.
You know, how is your life different?
Yeah, how is your life different?
I've done so much work around myself. It's challenging at first. It's a really tough road to take. But how my life is different now is I'm able to have more compassion for myself.
Mm.
I'm able to allow myself to feel. And I think that not being in the classroom and raising my daughter, I've been raising my daughter for a couple of years now,
uh-huh.
so I haven't had that quote-unquote haven to go to the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I've really been faced with everyday reality.
Right.
And not able to kind of let that emotional side out of me necessarily in the classroom and that mm-hmm. space. So that insomnia and depression really hit me over the past couple of years, I think, because of that. So I guess affirming to myself that my feelings are okay to have, despite what others have said, being raised in a situation where feelings were blatantly just kind of said it was not okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, affirming that it is okay to have these feelings and that I own my feelings and that I don't merge with someone else and their feelings has been really important for me.
And do you feel a difference? I mean, do you feel like you can?
I do.
Well, one of the things that I find is so important, what you mentioned with the classroom, there was an outlet for you, there was a way for you to identify yourself as a strong, compassionate, loving person. And I think that skill of giving it to yourself and now in your daily life being compassionate to yourself, to feel strong, to feel, and that was a key for you, to feel safe, is something that you really have learned and honed onto and also improved not only your moods, but also your sleep dramatically.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So what advice would you give people as, something that they could already start thinking about differently or maybe implementing?
Mm-hmm.
I think, first of all, checking in with yourself multiple times a day.
Mm-hmm.
What I found is I never checked in with myself and how I was feeling and really asked myself how I was feeling. So take, 30 seconds and just say, how am I feeling right now? You know, am I anxious about something? Am I happy? Am I angry? And really address, talk to yourself, write it down on paper, type it on your computer, say it out loud in your car, you know, to yourself or something, but really address how you're feeling and recognize those feelings and find out where they're stemming from. That way you can really start taking care of yourself.
And that's a really important advice, because you can also, by doing this, find out, are these even my feelings? Especially as an empath, where you may actually have picked up the anxiety of your daughter or of somebody else, and just realizing these are mine and these are them make a huge difference.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Alicia. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Dr. Friedemann, again, another fabulous topic. Next time Dr. Friedemann and I are on, we're going to take on deconstructing anger. Deconstructing anger, everybody. Are you ready for that one? We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.